San Clemente to hire private security to crack down on beach encampments. After a rise in homelessness near and on San Clemente, California, beaches, especially North Beach, officials voted unanimously on March 7 to hire a private security company to enforce no camping during late night hours. The decision came after discussion of an initial proposal that would have directed city staff to expend up to $50,000 in providing emergency supplies and shelter for the homeless during times of inclement weather. The majority of 10 San Clemente residents who spoke during public comments voiced concern with providing any additional assistance to homeless within the city, fearing providing such support may attract more. The first speaker, a woman who didn't identify her place of residency, called providing incidentals to the homeless in cold weather a waste of taxpayer money. She added, "It's only prolonging the problem, not finding a solution." Another speaker, a female 38-year resident, was one of a handful to mention the growing homeless situation at North Beach. "Women are getting accosted on the beach trail. They won't walk it anymore. North Beach is a disaster," she said. "They have places to shower, do laundry. They've created a lifestyle of being homeless." A staff presentation that preceded public comments identified ideas for helping the homeless population during bad weather. As agendized, plans to fund motel vouchers, granola bars, umbrellas, rain ponchos, and hand warmers were all mentioned as possible emergency actions. But after the motion failed to pass, the council voted unanimously to allow city staff to expend up to $50,000, which is the maximum the city manager can spend without council approval, to pay for a private security company instead that would enforce no beach camping between 12 a.m. to 4 a.m. when the beach is closed. "We want to be a great city. We want to protect our people. I no longer want to smell urine and feces on the beach trail," Councilman Gene James said before voting. Officials also voted 4-1, with Councilman Mark Enmere dissenting, to direct the city manager to ask the county for assistance in finding shelter for San Clemente's homeless population, but with two rules: no shelter should be constructed in San Clemente and no costs should be incurred by the city. Councilman Victor Cabral said handling such issues like homelessness and mental health should be a county or state responsibility, since cities don't have the necessary funds. "I want to continue working on the homeless issue. But it should be a regional and state-driven exercise. Not with the direction of creating some entity here in San Clemente," Councilman Victor Cabral said during the meeting. Mayor Chris Duncan said he had already asked the county formerly to create a shelter in Orange County's South Region. "We're still waiting for a response, but I have no problem with potentially authorizing the city manager to knock on the door and see if he can get a quicker answer," he said. But Enmere, the only councillor opposed, said waiting on the county wouldn't work. "I'm all for the county taking care of this. I just don't think it's realistic," he said. "As wonderful as an idea as that is, we got to start thinking of Plan B and C and D on this." Donna Vidrine, co-chair of the San Clemente Homeless Collaborative, urged councillors earlier in the meeting to plan for a shelter in the city, as she reminded everyone this winter has been one of the coldest yet. "The problems of our San Clemente unsheltered and unhealthy are not going to go away with ordinances and code enforcement," she said. "We have San Clemente unhoused sleeping on our streets and public spaces requesting shelter access with no shelter available. The urgency to act is greater than ever."